Friends are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. I want to welcome John Duggan. He is actually founder and chairman of a brand new organization called Drive to Revive. But a little bit about yourself, John. First of all, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Adrian. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. And you're from, is it Coildove?
Coildove,
in County Kildare. Okay, and you've been out here a good while, actually. I think you, did you come in 1999? Or
99, yes.
Yeah, all right. And you run your own masonry construction business in Putnam County in New York. But let's get to, this. A lot of people are making a fuss of you these days, I don't know, and I'd like to get on board. You are being honored. You're the honoree for the Kildare Association, the dinner dance coming up on the 30th of April. So, and of course you're past president, the immediate past president there of the Kildare Association in New York. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
As well. I wanted to ask you, because before we get into the new organization, again, as founder and chairman, let me ask you about your own awareness of, of your Irishness and the Irish County organization. Did you know about that such an organization existed before you came here, or how did you get involved?
Not so much before I came here. I didn't know much about the associations, but I did attend a dinner dance or two, probably not even the Kildare dinner dance. It might have been another couple of dinner dances earlier on of companies I worked for earlier on when I came here. And then I went to a Kildare dinner dance, and later I heard that Kildare were having a football team in Gaelic Park, is how I got involved with the Kildare Association. And the team only lasted a couple of years, and that was it. But I stayed on with the Kildare Association.
Did you, and all of this, of course, well, first of all, I want to also point out that you have been very involved as a delegate and indeed as a workhorse for the United Irish Counties Association here in New York. And also you are in the founding of Drive to Revive. You surrounded yourself with a couple of well-known figures, indeed, from our area here. I know that among those, you have Rita Lydon Lenz, and who else is on that? Michael O'Reilly, Cavan.
I'm going to give you a rundown of who we have.
Good.
How we came about was I came up with the idea, and then I brought it to the Kildare Association, and our president in Kildare there is Cameron Mangan, and I ran it by there, and we brought it then from there, and we brought it to the United Irish Counties. But we have another girl from Cameron Mangan from Kildare, then we have Elaine McGinty from Kildare on the team, then we have Kenneth Deegan from Wicklow, Shane Humphreys from Dublin. Rita Lydon Lenz, and I'm going through this now by province. Because it's all to do with the four provinces. So that's Leinster, and then we have Rita Lydon Lenz, Mayo, Mary O'Connor, Galway, and Henry Sligo, Tom Tuffy, Sligo, Mike O'Reilly. Then we're going into Ulster. We have Mike Riley Cavan, who's the president of the United Irish Counties right now. And we have Eileen Niblock Victory, who is from Derry. Rosina Gallagher is from Donegal. And then with Munster, then we have Tracy Goodwin-Smith.
Oh, yes.
And then the vice president of the of the United Irish Counties, who is also the vice chair of this drive to revive, is Donica Costello.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Breda Carroll from Cork. So we have 11 different counties represented on this team. And it's a strong push from the four provinces.
It's great, yeah.
You know, so it's a full push for to get the 33 affiliated organizations with United Irish Counties, including the Mineola Centre.
Yes.
All
and Longer. Yeah.
Yes, so, you know, the whole idea is with the revive is like to make everything healthier, more active and stronger. You know, that's the whole drive.
We might want to back up a bit here to a time when I arrived in New York, and that was 1959, and through the 60s and even the 70s, and of course long before I came here, the United Irish Counties and each county association had served and very well at that, particularly newcomers from Ireland. Generally, there were, those who came here, you know, didn't come to for sightseeing purposes. They came to work, make a new life for themselves, and many had notions of maybe one day they would return to Ireland. But one thing was in common, and that was the Irish Institute in 48th Street in Manhattan. That was an organization that housed each and every county association in Ireland, or where they had their meetings and everybody got there now and attended those meetings. But a lot of them actually, again, not by design, but I suppose it was natural enough that if somebody came from Kildare or, you know, or any other county, that it would be a great meeting place to have, meet somebody from your own county. And in most cases, you're meeting people you didn't even know were here or from different parts, you know, of your own county. By the time you joined the Kildare Association, was it big? Was it small? Was it middling? What was the organization like back then?
Well, it was medium at the time, and it was like, the reason that they were trying to get the football team going was, for that particular reason at the time, was to try and attract new membership. And that was one of the drives that the Kildare Association was doing. But unfortunately, as I said to you, the team didn't last too long. But, you know, it worked for me because I ended up staying with the association. And, you know, but it was like, from there, you know, I got involved, and we have pushed along, and over the last few years, we have got a few new members coming in that have stuck and have got involved and are now have positions in the committee. So we are building, you know.
Yes. Now, the drive to revive is, again, and I'm glad that you gave us the list there of this committee in formation, because that's what it is, of those who, again, recognize, unfortunately, the fact. And the fact is that even pre-pandemic, a lot of the organizations that were quite strong were losing a lot of members, primarily, I would say, because many of the organization and members that for decades belonged to the county organizations, you know, that they were now no longer, you know, able to come out and organize and indeed hold the dinner dances, although that was unfortunately in hindsight, that seemed to be the main purpose long before the pandemic, was to have county organizations organize an annual dinner dance and maybe something else minor during the year. And all of this, of course, was tied into, when the biggest day of the year, not only in New York, but we'll still say the largest parade, St. Patrick's Day parade in the world. But that was kind of, the membership had been falling off. Okay, but make it easier for us. Let's blame the pandemic and then back up again to the mission statement of Drive to Revive.
Well, the whole thing was like the immigration situation hasn't helped anything, because there's no new membership, new member people coming out from Ireland. There has been no new green cards and issues for a couple of decades now.
Right.
And that hasn't helped at all. And but there is a lot of people here, that are not involved in any organizations. And
right.
Believe it or not, there's probably a lot of people here that are not aware of organizations, of the county organizations. And this is our whole purpose, is to make them aware of it and to get the word out there about it. And a lot of people, especially after this pandemic, might want to be interested, and after being isolated away, might be interested in joining something like this. And we're trying to make it more appealing and try and get more stuff going that's more socially appealing to people that want to jump in and join their county organizations.
And I think that again, if this is the mission, the timing is right, that's for sure. Because there, as I say, much as we would love to deny that many of the county organizations are simply fading away, unfortunately, at this point, that unless there is a solid, and the clock is ticking, revival of presenting what the younger people might want, then we're going to be in very deep trouble in a very short few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And as you did say, and it definitely was something that was needed before any pandemic ever came along. But now is definitely the time that this needs to go into action, and it could be a good time. Like, as I said, people were stuck behind laptops and iPads with these Zoom meetings, and it might be time now, when this pandemic is hopefully we're past it, that they might want to get out and join something. But it's up to us now, that we're trying to push this, and we're starting off with a race night. We're going to have a public meeting starting off now next Tuesday night in the Austrian Irish Centre.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a forum where we're going to have a top table with some people on it, that we're going to be answering questions from the audience. We're looking for suggestions that people will give us, like what they would like us to try and do to get with ideas to get things moving, to get more members in, to help get more members in, to help them get their county organizations up and running. We want to get the feedback from every county association what we need to do. We're trying to push everyone along, because it's easier if we all do it together than try one county try and do it. If we can do it as a group, and we have a great team here. Everyone that's on that name of list that I mentioned out there, everyone on there is so committed to this. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's really, it's great. And everyone, it's like we have We had a meeting the other night, and everyone is just driving like to get this going, and like we're so looking forward to this meeting next Tuesday night. We're hoping to get a good turnout. And it's up to every county to send some of their members to this and to jump in behind this to get this going.
Yeah. It's a great idea. Now, I would like, though, for us to discuss the premise in all of this, and I was delighted, as a matter of fact, Debbie McGoldrick, the editor-in-chief of the Irish Voice newspaper, and equally so with Irish Central, wrote a tremendous article this week, and one of the best features of that, and in echoing your commitment and your committee, was that this, you're not coming in at this point as yet another umbrella group. That's still, belongs to the United Irish Counties. But what you are attempting to do here is, rather than come up with solutions, many of which are not anymore, whatever they were in the past, they're definitely is not working now. If the membership is dwindling, and what I like mostly about this was you were saying, we're going to listen and we're going to see what you come up with. We're not going to dictate to you you're not coming in with a cure-all for everybody. You're again, I think that part is going to be very attractive to people if there is going to be a future. And this is a do or die. If this were not to work, then, we can stand by and just, wait for the axe to fall. And that could be fairly soon.
Yeah, this is not something that's just going to be. This is not something that's just going to be a 1 year thing. This is something that's going to have to be ongoing. And we're as I said to you, everything we do is like affiliated with the United Irish Counties, and we're here to listen to everyone's concerns, how we can help, and how we all, because we're all in the same position.
Like, yes,
there's no county can tell you, oh, we don't need this. There's no county organization can tell you that. Everyone needs it. Everyone needs it, and with the lack of immigration coming here, it's only a matter of time. Some countries are definitely stronger than others.
Yeah.
No question about it. But it's only a matter of time before it all goes downhill.
Yeah, to have the counties that are doing fine, they're doing fine because. They started off with a very strong membership. Many of the counties over the last couple of decades, had lost members who, going by, the rule book of that period was no longer, attractive to a younger set of people. But I'm glad that you pointed out that the lack of immigration, because it's a dribble and that's not going to change anytime soon. But there are a great number of Irish Americans, who are here who, perhaps went to a county organization because a family member or a friend of the family, was being honored or they were taken there. So it shouldn't be, totally foreign, to a lot of Irish Americans who frankly, were all, not all that, I was going to say welcome, but I can get into trouble for that. But the truth of the matter was that when young people did come to the organizations, they were expected to fall in, with the again, the tried and true, formation of that, of the organization, and don't fix it if it ain't broke. But in fact, it was broken, and a lot of young people who came in felt that they could not, they would not have a voice there.
Very good point there. And I definitely agree with what you're saying. There is plenty of Irish Americans here that we need to plug this to, and they are there, and there's a lot of Irish born there that we need to plug this to. We just need to make it appealing to them, and then just we need to listen to the organizations to see what we can do to help them to make it more appealing for them Irish Americans and the Irish that are here to join them.
Yeah, because the first meeting, and I think this is a very important one, coming up on this coming Tuesday, and it's April 19th, and it's at 7:30, and it's at the Ashling Irish Community Centre, that's on McLean Avenue in Yonkers. And that is something, I think, that if you can get, a feel for that without coming up with a plan that everybody is expected to adhere to, this will make a lot more sense after that meeting and subsequent meetings. I think that's probably where we're heading here with this one.
That's a fair assessment. You know, we're hoping to see that'll be our first public meeting, and you know, we should after that kind of get an idea of how the people are thinking about this and what they really are thinking. So, you know, hopefully it's positive, and we're hoping that most counties will have somebody there.
Yeah.
You know, showing up. Because that will tell them, you know, what's going on, you know.
Right. And
they're behind us on this.
Good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Adrian, for the support. You're always there for everything that's new and good, and thanks for all the years of your service on the radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you. Thanks for what you're doing. And again, a lot of times, particularly when we have other major diversions and a lot more to think about, there's an inclination, it takes an awful lot of commitment, to turn things around. And to that end, I say congratulations and count us in.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. So my guest here, John Duggan, founder and chairman of Drive to Revive. And I want to give you that email again and the website, which is Drive to Revive, one word, 32. Think of this as what it is, in all Ireland. So it's Drive to Revive 32@gmail.com. This is the Flannelly Show, and you're listening to us on Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com.